the rest of the story. Y'all want to start a fight? I mean a really good Donnybrook. Go to the state of Kentucky and casually mention that bourbon whiskey was invented by a Virginian in Virginia. That'll do it. See, folks in Kentucky take their bourbon and their claim of its origination very seriously. Indeed, almost 70% of all of the world's bourbon comes from that state. Bourbon buffs there are as meticulous and discerning as the most fastidious connoisseurs of fine wine elsewhere. Fanciers will tell you that real bourbon cannot be made from anything but Kentucky creek water. Furthermore, they will insist that the water from each individual stream possesses its own personality, that the water with which one mixes his bourbon should be drawn from the same creek, the water of which was used to make that particular bourbon. Oh, I mean, when it comes to the all-American alcoholic beverage, bourbon whiskey, they are picky in Kentucky, and that's why you just don't tell a Kentuckian that a Virginian invented bourbon in Virginia. Talking bourbon in Kentucky is like talking politics in Washington. You never hear the same story the same way from any two people. No matter what you say, somebody is not going to like it. For example, the name bourbon, as it relates to whiskey, is derived from Kentucky's Bourbon County, and yet the men most frequently cited as the first distillers of corn whiskey lived and distilled in other counties. Today you'll hear folks in almost every county in the state claiming that their territory is where bourbon was born. And likewise, opinions differ regarding what constitutes true bourbon. To what extent was rye or barley malt blended? Did the distiller use new charred barrels in the process? Now, who really did distill the first bourbon whiskey? You've seen why a consensus among contemporary connoisseurs would be impossible, so we shall turn to an objective source, a 19th century Kentucky historian, Richard H. Collins. So respected was his 1,600-page history of Kentucky, published in 1874, that the state legislature purchased 5,000 copies to use in its schools. Unlike the armchair antiquarians of his day, Collins was universally praised for his historical scrupulousness. And according to Richard H. Collins' history of Kentucky, quote, the first bourbon whiskey was made in 1789 at Georgetown at the Fulling Mill at the Royal Spring. Yes, the owner of that property was distilling corn whiskey then and there, and his name was Elijah Craig. What bourbon buffs of the bluegrass state would prefer to overlook is that prior to 1792, there was no Kentucky. Elijah Craig, born in what was still then the state of Virginia, had moved at the age of 44 to Georgetown, which was also then part of Virginia. And nearby Bourbon County, from which the name Bourbon is derived, was established in 1785 by the Virginia legislature. But this is the rest of the story. Not that bourbon whiskey was originally named after a county in Virginia. Not just that Virginia was the birthplace of bourbon's inventor and of bourbon itself. But that Elijah Craig, the one man whom history does agree was the first distiller of bourbon whiskey, more than a Virginian, more than a whiskey maker, was a Baptist minister. And now you know the rest of the story.